Cocaine users seek pleasure, but the more they indulge, the less likely they are to feel pleasure. This is something you cocaine users, and I know you're out there, you don't have to call in, you don't have to identify yourself, but I want you to listen, I want you to listen closely. This is something you need to learn. Cocaine damages the brain's pleasure cells. Now think about that for a moment. Why are you doing cocaine? For the pleasure of it. What's it doing to you, taking away your pleasure? Does it make any sense? We got a catch-22 here. I want you to please listen closely. Turn up your radio. Cocaine users seek pleasure, but the more they indulge in this drug, the less likely they are to feel the pleasure they're seeking. That's the finding of a new study that shows cocaine damages brain cells that trigger feelings of pleasure. The drug also exerts its most serious effects on those who are clinically depressed. Uh-oh. That's why I only snort when it's offered to me at cocktail parties, and I don't want to seem impolite or offend the host. Okay, just the one line, Carol, then I have to go. It's a school night for our babysitter. Actually, now that I think about it, I'm an addict. I'm a junkie, and I'll be needing the entire plate's worth there, Carol. Tell my wife I'll meet her at home in a few hours. I'm off to the back room. Wait a minute, what am I talking about? I'm not an addict. And this isn't cocaine. What the hell are you doing, Carol? You've given me artificial powdered coffee sweetener. But I do still feel different. Real different. Carol, your eyes are bluer than I've ever known them to be. All six of them. Here, keep my knees from shaking with one of your tentacles, will you? You're not Carol. Who are you? You're Doug Perlman, my boss from the plant. How come you have kitten fur on your face, Doug? That's it. I'm quitting coffee, or at least non-dairy creamer. Hey, what's with the pink slip, boss? Come on, wait a minute. Ooh, that's a cool color, pink. You have any more like this? It's glowing. Boss, look at this. Look at this. I wonder what's happening to my brain's pleasure cells right now. Well, let's check with the researchers, shall we? They have the dope on the pleasure centers here. The researchers looked at postmortem brain samples of 35 known cocaine users and 35 non-cocaine users. All were matched for age, sex, race, and cause of death. All of those known to use cocaine had cocaine in their system when they died, although coke itself was not the direct cause of death. Many died in car accidents or of cocaine-related heart disease. A fair number were murdered, but not by the researchers. These guys are desperate, but not that desperate. What the brain samples showed is that those who took cocaine had low dopamine amounts. Dopamine, of course, a chemical known to be released in the brain and one that brings pleasure, coordinates pleasure. Now, cocaine users destroy dopamine cells, making it harder and harder to feel good. I don't think they know they're doing this. You know what increases the release of dopamine? Those pleasure-producing chemicals we have in our head? You know what it makes those flow like Niagara? Kids and dogs. Kids and dogs. Hang out with a kid or a dog for a while and the stuff will flood your brain like the crashing return of the once-parted Red Sea, people. And it doesn't cost anything, see? Not a thing. But it's a messed-up world, you see, because while you're at the cocktail party paying top dollar to slip into the back room for a snort of the white powder, something that destroys your precious pleasure cells, the babysitter isn't paying a nickel and, in fact, is getting paid to hang out with your kids and your dog. See, is that twisted or what? She's got it made, and you're a moron, soon to be depressed and broke from your cocaine addiction. Yeah. Live and learn. Live and learn.